Moncrief on News Talk.
The new TikTok razor, something that TikTok thinks it invented, is having no shoes in the house. So if you walk around your home wearing your big dirty Doc Martens, are you leaving a raft of life-threatening bugs behind you? Dr. Primrose Freestone joins us now from Leicester University. Afternoon, Primrose.
Good afternoon.
If you walk into your house with your shoes on, what could be on the bottom of your shoes?
Absolutely anything that you actually walked over or walked on when you were outside of the house. And that can be insects, dead animals, or the remains of dead animals, fecal matter, pollen, dirt, you name it. If it's on the bottom of your shoes, you'll bring it into your house and on your floors and your carpets.
Yeah. Now, some of those things I imagine you might notice if you had stepped on a dead animal, for instance, or dog poo. And you might take steps to alleviate that, but is it the kind of microscopic things that we can't see that can be dangerous?
Yeah, absolutely. So food debris, you could actually bring in on your shoes, but also bacteria, fungi, viruses and mold spores, which if you get them into your carpets, will carry on growing.
OK, and when you say they could continue growing mold, what kind of mold spores? Will they, get bigger and then start attacking our brains?
Hopefully not. OK, Aspergillus, definitely. The thing is, on your carpets, your living sort of environment actually ends up on your carpets and it gets into the carpet. So there'll be tiny, tiny traces of food there, which any bacteria or fungi that get into your carpet are actually going to be eating quite happily.
Are carpets the problem? In that, because they look, they look to me like little forests almost, and any kind of a bug can make a set up house there.
Absolutely. Your carpets, as I said, whatever's on your feet, on your socks, on your shoes will end up in your carpet. And if you don't sort of vacuum your carpet to get rid of some of the debris that's in it or wash it regularly, say every month, things will start to grow in it, I'm afraid.
Yeah. And you mentioned socks. So even if you take off your shoes and if, say, you're walking around just in your socks, is that just as bad?
Not as bad in terms of external debris. This will be whatever debris is actually on your feet that's woven its way through the weave of your socks that then ends up on your carpet. I mean, look, our bodies are covered in bacteria and fungi and they will end up on the sort of surfaces of where we live, and that includes carpets.
Yeah, but isn't this any of this necessarily bad, Primrose?
It depends, actually. It can be for some people. So what you bring in on your shoes, what you deposit from your socks, even your bare feet, your pets, paws, whatever, is actually going to be sort of building up in the carpet. So when you walk on it or vacuum it, you're going to release some of that dried out carpet dust, if you like. That's not going to be a problem for most people. But if you have a respiratory condition like asthma, it possibly could be. And it can certainly, asthma charities actually recommend that you don't have too many carpets in your house. You have a hard floor so that basically you can actually keep it much cleaner, because hard covered floors, wooden floors, for example, are much harder to actually absorb whatever it is that's on the bottom of your shoes. However, most people, they're absolutely fine, but there may come a time when you're not.
Right. OK, so presumably if somebody develops a respiratory problem or they become elderly and sick with anything, even then, perhaps is the time to reassess the number of carpets in your house.
Absolutely. Yes. If you have a condition like COPD, asthma, any inflammatory lung condition, then the quality of the air that you breathe in does have an impact on whether or not the condition is actually going to flare up. You have an exacerbation. So therefore, yeah, I mean, right now, if you're happy and healthy and nobody in the house has got any allergies or respiratory problems, then whatever you do with your carpets or your floors, in my house, carpets get vacuumed every day, by the way, okay, then you'll be absolutely fine. But there might come a time, health-wise, you become immunocompromised, or, for example, on chemotherapy, or you develop a respiratory problem, that's when you might need to reconsider how hygienic you are with your carpets.
Okay, but just hoovering them, and obviously that seems to be a thing you're recommending, but on top of that, if somebody is immunocompromised, you have to go further than that.
You have to wash your carpets. You have to shampoo them with something that's antibacterial. And in my house, when my mum was on chemo, we shampooed our carpets every single month and we washed our floors every single day. Okay. And my mum didn't get any infections.
Okay. Now, people are actually texting and wondering what you wash your floors with.
Disinfectant or bleach. And bleach is particularly good because ants don't like the smell of bleach. So therefore, what that means is you don't get as many insects in your house. So the hard floors, they basically every single day get mopped over. We vacuum our carpets every day and we shampoo them once a month.
Okay. And are those wooden floors you have that you go out with the bleach?
Yes, we have wooden floors in our house and
right.
They're fine. I mean, it doesn't affect the the appearance of the floor, but we do know we've got clean floors.
Yeah. And slippers then? If you have a pair of slippers parked permanently inside your house and you take off the shoes and you put the slippers on, does that ameliorate a lot of this?
Yes, it does actually. It means anything that you've acquired externally won't end up internal onto your carpet. So they will be cleaner without a doubt.
Yeah, that's, I suppose, contingent on everybody in that household wearing slippers. Because if somebody
Indeed.
Else doesn't wear slippers, then you're stepping on what they're stepping on and then it's getting spread everywhere.
Pretty much, yeah. But again, if your immune systems are fine, you've got no health problems, and this is the way you've lived forever, carry on living that way.
Okay.
But there might come a time when you have to actually rethink, hygiene.
Now, at the same time, as you pointed out, if you're immunocompromised, it's not good. But for say for children, is having these kinds of things in the house is that good for their immune systems in the sense of building up their resistance to things?
It is actually. I mean, there's a question of the hygiene hypothesis, which actually suggests that your immune system is trained to recognize the right things at the right time. And that usually means making sure that children are kept clean, but also exposed to enough of not clean things like dirt or what's in the carpet. So for small children, yeah, I mean, getting exposed to the environment is a good thing for training the immune system to recognize the right things as opposed to the wrong things like peanuts.
Yeah. Oh, actually, yeah, another point. If people are wiping their shoes on a mat before they enter the house, does that help?
It helps to get rid of some of the solid debris, but it won't get rid of the bacteria. They'll just build up on the carpet.
Okay. Right. Now, yeah, and another listener has a question you probably can't answer. How do you get the dog to wear slippers?
Look, if you're healthy with your dog's paws in whatever state they are, okay, and if dogs do lick their paws and their saliva is very antimicrobial, so if you're happy and healthy with your dog, then just carry on doing whatever your dog does, when it comes to walking on the carpet.
Okay, at least for the time being. Primrose, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Dr. Primrose Freestone, Associate Professor in Clinical Microbiology at Leicester University. Yes, as a text, wearing shoes inside is absolutely disgusting. Spending the day walking through the spit of disgusting people and animal urine. Where do you go for walks? I think it's a cultural thing. My housemate is German and she insists on a shoe-free house. Even visitors get a pair of slippers the minute they walk in the door. I hoover every day. Is that enough? Or do I need to tell the kids not to wear shoes inside? Well, I think at the moment, I think hoovering is probably grand. So what? If life-threatening, it would kill people. It's just building up your immune system. Well, you heard Primrose say that. It does, until, of course, somebody might be immunocompromised and then you might have to think about it. You got to laugh at the millennial fixation around dirt. When we were kids, we ate chewing gum off the side of the bedpost, picked up sweets if they fell into muck, played in fields covered in cowpats and slept in lead paint cots. Get over a bit of dust and minuscule amounts of bacteria in your lives. I don't think this Primrose is a millennial. So I don't know where you're kind of getting that for, but enjoy the cancer when it eventually develops in you. We were in a London Underground station and I turn around to see my three-year-old licking a handrail. That woman would lose her life. That's an interesting kind of a hobby your three-year-old has there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.